Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be back with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. More than 17 years she's been joining us. What a dedication she has given to us. What steadfast support she's given to you and me, small business owners. You and me together, we're so proud of Barbara. She's the author of all the J.K. Lester's books on small business taxes and a number of other books. She's one of the world's experts on small business taxes, and she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, the Supreme Court have been busy little beavers, haven't they?
Well, they have.
And let me say one more thing. Has there, in your memory, have they been busy little beavers about things that affect small businesses as much as this session?
Well, yeah, you know, it's hard to say. Every year there's one or two.
It just seems to me that
cases. There's
a lot of different things on their plate that affect us.
Well, that's true. It is true. And I had hoped that we'd have the Obamacare decision.
Yeah.
Because we're waiting.
It may be today or tomorrow or Monday.
That's it. Or Tuesday. That's sort of it. So
but let's talk about the ones that you think you know about.
Well, they've already handed down several decisions that we could talk about. So mm-hmm. one has to do with under the heading of you know, no good deed goes unpunished. Companies, small businesses that offer 401k plans to their employees are inviting lawsuits because they have to continually monitor not only the menu of investment options that employees can use, but also the fees that each of those options entail. And if the case had, I think there were something like 40 potential mutual funds that participants could invest in, but six of them had higher fees than they could have had if the company had used an institutional share rather than the retail
share. Who brought this case?
The employees.
The employees of a company brought this case.
Yeah.
And who brought it to the Supreme Court? The business or who lost?
You know what? I don't remember.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember. Right. But the point was, and this was like years after, it had to do with statute of limitations and breach of fiduciary duty and all kinds of things. But the bottom line is, the takeaway for us is that under the prudent investment rule, we have to continually monitor what's being offered.
Like you said, no good deed goes unpunished. Here the business is trying to help with the 401k, provide them with payroll deduction, contributing to it, managing it, no telling how many hours and how much money, non-investment money, is going in to administer this thing, and they wind up getting slapped with a lawsuit.
That's right.
And we don't know what happened, but there's every chance that the company was trying to do their best efforts.
Well, that was it. I mean, there were 40 investment options. 6 out of 40 is a rather small percentage.
That is. That's exactly
and
right.
And employees could have, you know, made their own choices, too.
That sounds like some employee's spouse is an attorney looking for a class action suit, is what it sounds like to me.
Well, I don't know, but you know what? He turned out to be successful.
Yeah. So how did the court rule?
The court ruled that the fiduciary could be on the hook for this, and
wow.
It's up to the fiduciary.
And the fiduciary is the
usually
company.
The business owner.
Mm-hmm.
In
yeah.
small businesses, it's almost always the business owner.
Mm-hmm. Can they not outsource that and move it over to someone who will take that away from them? Isn't that possible? An
administrator?
That's
a really good question. I think that certainly if they outsource it, then they'd have recourse even if they were on the hook.
Right.
Then they'd have somebody to sue. You know?
Well, I tell you what, it makes business owners blink, doesn't it, when things like this
come down. You know, we all try to do the right thing. You know, in my many, many years of handling taxes, you hear stories of people cheating, but the overwhelming number of people that contact me are all trying to do the right thing, but they just don't know what to do. And
mm-hmm.
that's the same thing here. We want to do the right thing. We want to help our employees save for retirement. We want to save for retirement using these qualified retirement plans, and yet they're so complicated.
Right.
There are so many rules. There are so many notifications that we have to give
And it
out.
Sounds like this one, there was never any proof of wrongdoing, just a matter of they didn't like how they managed it.
They didn't pay attention quite enough. So,
holy mackerel.
So I think we're going to have to make sure that we do annual reviews of this.
Hold on to that thought, Barbara. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.